Listening Library presents Boost by Kathy Mackle. Read for you by Christine Vam.
July. Chapter 1. I stood at the free throw line, all eyes on me. Chill, I told myself. Forget that these were tryouts for an elite 16U basketball team. Forget that I didn't know a soul here. Forget that I was the only girl on the floor and everyone else was watching. I felt the ball, leather like second skin, and bent my knees, loose and strong. Powering up through my legs, I flexed my wrists and watched the ball take flight. Swish. A murmur went through the coaches, parents, and the other girls. They would be saying, "Who is that girl? Where did she come from? And how the heck tall is she?" Savvy Christopher, newly arrived in Rhode Island, all the way from New Mexico. 6'2" and growing. I had made 7 baskets in a row in this shoot-around drill. 2 from the baseline, 4 from the blocks, and 1 from the free throw line. All net. Now it was time to show my stuff from the 3-point range. 18 girls had shot before me, but only one, a dark-eyed girl who moved like a cat, had made the 7 shots necessary to get to the perimeter. She took the basket straight on from the top of the key and bricked her shot. Time to beat dark eyes. I moved to the corner baseline. A perfect shot comes from good mechanics and good practice, but it's focus that buys the basket. Just me, the ball, and that hoop. I bounced the ball once and let it fly. More music, the sweet sigh of all net. Someone on the bleachers clapped. Others joined in before Coach Murphy barked out, "No." Even though each girl went out to the floor alone, we weren't there to put on a show. The point of this drill was to show how we performed under pressure. I made 4 more baskets before I missed, a spinner that flirted with the rim before it toppled off. The air seemed to go out of the gym, as if everyone had been holding their breath. I grabbed my rebound, tossed it to the next girl, then sat down. No eye contact with the crowd. No smile. No ego. No attitude to show up the other girls. Dark eyes squeezed in next to me. "Yo, dude, sweet shooting." I shrugged. "Thanks. You too. You new here?" "We moved last month from New Mexico." "I'm Nina Gonzalez, Gonzo to my friends."
"I'm Savvy Christopher," I said, tapping her fist.
"How old are you?"
"I'll be 14 in August, going into the 8th grade. You?"
13 until Columbus Day. Ditto on the 8th grade."
"You don't want to play 14 under?" I said. "The cutoff is Labor Day, so you'd be eligible."
"No way. In fact,"
Gonzo gave me a sly smile,
"I have a better idea. Want to hear?"
We grabbed our bags and crossed the street to the high school, Gonzo chattering like a chipmunk.
"Check it out, dude. We need to become instant best friends, because when we walk into those tryouts, those older girls will try to chew us up."
"Yeah, sure." My head spun. My parents had dropped me off at the 16U tryouts. I never let them stay. And suddenly, I had a new best friend and an itch to make the 18s.
"I got 3 sisters, 1 brother, all older than me," Gonzo said. "My mother's a nurse, so I can't even fake a sick day. My father is a commercial fisherman, and we have stupid cod 3 times a week, and I stupid hate it. I love pizza and lime soda."
"Oh, puke."
"Not at the same time, dude. What else? Oh, yeah. I got this thing for blonde guys with big shoulders. Chick flicks where someone dies turn my stomach. And, in case you couldn't get..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?